بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن حكيم بن حزام رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأعطاني، ثم سألته فأعطاني، ثم سألته فأعطاني. حكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه says, I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم once, I begged from him, so he gave me. Then again I asked him, and he gave me again. Then for the third time I asked him, and he gave me. ثم قال يا حكيم. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed me and said, O Hakim, إن هذا المال خضر حلو فمن أخذه بسخاوة نفس بورك له فيه ومن أخذه بإشراف نفس لم يبارك له فيه وكان كالذي يأكل ولا يشبع واليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى. He said, O Hakim, this wealth is lush, it is green, it is very tasty, very juicy. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِسَخَاوَةِ نَفْسٍ بُورِكَ لَهُ فِيهِ. Whoever takes this wealth, not having a desire for it, not being greedy for it, then he'll get barakah in it. But whoever takes it greedily or having a desire for it, then he will not be blessed in it. And he is like that person who eats and he eats, and he never becomes satiated. Rasulullah then said, the upper hand is better than the bottom hand, the lower hand. In other words, the one that is giving sadaqah, he is better than the one who is receiving it. قال حكيم, حكيم رضي الله عنه then said, فقلت يا رسول الله والذي بعثك بالحق لا أرزأ أحدا بعدك شيئا حتى أفارق الدنيا. حكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه then said, يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I take an oath by that being who sent you with the truth, I will never ask anyone for anything after you until I leave this world. فكان أبو بكر رضي الله عنه يدعو حكيما ليعطيه العطاء فيأبى أن يقبل منه شيئا. Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله عنه, he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, then he called Hakim رضي الله عنه to give him his share. Hakim bin Hizam رضي الله عنه refused to take it. ثم إن عمر رضي الله عنه دعاه ليعطيه فأبى أن يقبله. Then in the time of Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه, he calls him to give Hakim his share. Hakim رضي الله عنه refused to take it. فقال يا معشر المسلمين أشهدكم على حكيم أني أعرض عليه حقه الذي قسمه الله له في هذا الفيء فيأبى أن يأخذه. فلم يرزق حكيم أحدا من الناس بعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى توفي. متفق عليه. So Umar رضي الله عنه, after presenting Hakim his share of the spoils of war from the Mala Ghanimat, and Hakim refused to take it, then Umar رضي الله عنه addressed the believers, the Muslims who were present there, and he said, O assembly of Muslims, I make you witness that I presented Hakim's share to him, which Allah has allotted from the spoils of war, but he refuses to take it. Hakim radiallahu anhu, since he had taken a promise to Rasulullah, he never ever stretched his hand forward and begged from any person till he passed away. So again, this chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioning is Babul Qana'a, the chapter of contentment, the chapter of chastity and restraining and moderation in one's lifestyle and in expenses and not begging unnecessarily. So from this hadith we understand Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala, despite being given his share, he still felt it not correct now to take it, because Rasulullah explained to him that the upper hand, the one that's giving, is better than the one that is receiving. Of course, a person is in dire conditions and he requires food for survival, then there is no problem to stretch his hands out and beg. But a person should not make it a habit. And also, even us, when we are with people who have a lot of dunya and material possessions, our eyes should not be towards their wealth and have a desire that they must give us that. If that comes to us, then we will not get barakah in it. But something comes to us without us having a desire for it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us barakah in it. There's a story of Hazrat Tanwir Rahmatullahi Alayhi Hakim al-Ummah. that once he was invited by a very wealthy, prominent person, very pious, the Nawab Sahib of the town was extremely pious, and he was mayor to Hakim, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali. So after Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi had gone there, and as he was leaving in the train station, this person then takes out, has an envelope in his hand, and then he gives it to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali in a nice way, out of muhabbat for him, he gave him this hadiyah, this gift. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali looked at him, and then very nicely, politely, he refused. He did not take it. And then he boarded the train, and the train then departed. But this Nawab Sahab, who was a very prominent, very pious person, he was a very wealthy person, he was very, very sincere in his gift to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali. So he insisted to one of his khadims that you go onto this train, and somehow or the other, you give this envelope to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali. Now the train already left, and this person, this khadim, managed to just jump in the last coach. And finally, as he goes through the coaches, as they're traveling, he comes to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali in his compartment and gives him that hadiyah that the Nawab Sahib had given. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi smiled at him, and he received it, he took it nicely, and he thanked him. This is khadim then asked him, Hazrat, when Nawab Sahib gave you there the station, you didn't take it. Now I came through all this effort, and then you have accepted it. Why? He said, at that moment, I looked at the envelope. For a second or two, I desired that I have that because I required it. I required some money. But the desire came in my heart that Nawab Sahib must give me something. Then I realized this hadith, that there will be no barakah in it, and therefore I refused it. And now, after departing, I had no even idea or not even a guman that this thing will come to me. No thoughts that I will ever receive it because it's impossible. Now I have already left. And now that it came, I had no desire for it. And therefore, there will be barakah in it. And I have accepted it. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal wa akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Bihamdulillah. Subhanallah.